Hello, I'm Game Popper, and I'd like to talk about something. So, Arrietty, yes, Studio Ghibli's latest film is about to be released on 29th July for the UK. Can't wait to see it. This has been an interesting film for me, mainly because there's a lot of different things about it. One noticeable one, which was quite recent, is that there's both a UK and a US dub. I mean, how many animes do you know have more than one English dub alone? But this one, it's at the same time. There's the American cast, which has Bridget Mandler, David Henry, Amy Pahela, Carl Burnett, Matt Levin, Will Arnett, and Chas McNeil. All the kid actors have roles from the Disney Channel, which isn't surprising since this is a Disney distributed title. Now, Chas McNeil is obviously the famous voice actress, well known on Futurama, and most of the other TV actors or actresses. Mostly, I think Will Arnett was on House or something. Meanwhile, on the English, the UK, Arrietty will be voiced by Sarah Ronan, who has done quite a few films, including most recently Hannah, and is also BAFTA nominated. That's kind of cool. You got Tom Holland, who was Billy Elliot, the stage Billy Elliot, not the film version. Olivia Colman, again another actress, mainly in comedies, so that's from what I can tell. I'm looking at this on Wikipedia. Shameful of me. For some reason, the characters for Sadaki, roles for Sadaki, Maki, and Spiller haven't been announced for the English release. Pod is voiced by Mark Strong, who I remember being D'Amico in Kick-Ass, so that's quite cool. Yeah, very unusual. I actually wondered why that was the case. I'm not sure if what an English audience would be more interested in the film. Because it makes sense, since most of the American casts have only been made on American TV. Okay, another thing to talk about, the music. All of Studio Ghibli's films, thinking about it, have been done by Japanese composers, most famously Joe Hisaishi, for every single one playing Miyazaki's films. This one is unique instead of having a foreign composer. This time it's Cecile Corbel, who is a Bretonne musician born in France, and she pretty much got her music onto the film the same way some other people have, like the main thing was Spirited Away, and I think Jack Hisashi got his job from there, which is basically sending the CD of her music to the company. I haven't listened to tracks other than the one that was on the UK trailer. The only one I've watched before is Arrietty's Song, which is one of my favourite games from Studio Ghibli so far. So it'll be quite unique to see a foreign, in quotation, composer. So far from what I've heard, it's quite good. Apparently the only real criticism is that sometimes it pushes this whole humans doing bad things for the environment a little too far at very few points, but overall good story, and not gonna spoil it for myself. I want to actually see it in cinema, as hopefully when the day it comes out, but sadly I haven't heard any news from certain cinemas about showing it. Obviously this was another big success for Studio Ghibli when it was originally in Japan in July, and yeah, I hope to see it well, and I hope this time it will actually get considered for an Academy Award. One thing that really pissed me off about last Academy Awards, that out of all the animated films considered, Bar Arrietty was on there, and yet the Tinkerbell movie was on there. Okay, I'm just gonna cut short there. I'm Jane Popper, and I hope you enjoyed listening.